This is Arts Weekly Here and Now. I'm Jonice Franklin. Perhaps no TV theme is more recognizable than that of the Addams Family. The unconventional sitcom aired on ABC for just two seasons, starting in the fall of 1964. It was based on characters created in the 1930s by legendary cartoonist Charles Addams. Portrayals on both TV and the big screen have even included an animated version. In 2010, the bizarre but close-knit family took to a Broadway stage for nearly 2 years. The musical comedy is now on tour and part of the Broadway Live at the Opera House series this weekend. Arts Weekly's John Hingsbergen spoke with Sean Rice, who plays the part of Uncle Fester.
Fester's always been, he's been throughout the years portrayed as a very endearing maniac. He definitely has his crazy side, but he's also the sweetheart of the family. My friends saw the musical in New York. They said, you definitely have to audition for the show because the part is you. If you look at my movie collection, it's pretty much horror films and Disney films. So it's a weird mix of, I think, everything that Uncle Fester is anyway.
Do you have an Uncle Fester voice that you have to use that's similar to what you used on the TV?
It's similar. It's, they've all had some kind of very distinctive way of talking. So my Fester, he cracks a little bit when he talks, and he's just a little more higher pitched than normal. So it's kind of a mix of because Fester's been in so many different incarnations throughout the years. So it's kind of a mix of what I grew up with, which is more, actually, I grew up with more than the TV shows, the movies, with, like, Christopher Lloyd and Angelica Houston, and then there was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon on Saturday mornings that I watched as well.
What is the backstory on Uncle Fester? What is he supposed to be? Is he a zombie, some unique creature, or just an odd human?
He's just a very odd human. He's a little, I wouldn't say he's a homicidal maniac, but he's definitely been called a maniac in the past. His sunken eyes are there because he barely sleeps. He's been struck by electricity so many times when playing out in the thunder and lightning that he can now, light up things in his mouth, like light bulbs and things like that.
And so do you get to do that on stage?
Absolutely. It's trademarks. Absolutely. The show itself feels like an extended, very special musical episode. It goes back to the comedy roots of the TV series, along with the plot and the way the story is constructed. Basically, in our version, Wednesday's a little bit older, so she has she's just out of like high school age, and she has found the boy she wants to marry. So she is bringing him home to meet the family and having us meet his mom and dad, and she's very worried that the meeting won't go well because they're a very conservative family from Ohio, and we, of course, are not very conservative, and not your average, normal, everyday family in those kind of terms. So she's asked us for the night to try to be as, quote-unquote, normal as possible. And as you can imagine, things go awry. It's actually a really fun story because it explores the idea of what is normal, what is the average family. And, by the end, you come to find out that just as long as you are true to yourself, that's what really counts. And that's when people start getting along, when they start dropping all the facades and start just interacting with each other as people rather than what they stereotypically should be like. General audience reaction has been fantastic. Everyone seems to really love it. It's a very funny show. Which, you hear the Addams Family, the musical, and don't quite know what to expect from that just by hearing the name. It could be very, drab and gloomy and macabre, but it's definitely got the touches of that, but it's more of a dark humor. And like I said before, it's got that sitcom-y feel to it, so it's very funny. And the music itself is, Andrew Lipp has written a beautiful score that ranges, there's something in there for everybody because the characters are so different. So the music has, like for the younger characters, like Wednesday and her fiancé, a very pop feel to it, whereas Fester's numbers are more like old-timey song and dance, vaudevillian kind of numbers. And then Gomez, of course, has his Spanish-type songs. There's a tango in there. So there's a little something for everybody, and it's very catchy tunes, and everyone just seems to love the show. The audience reaction has been great so far. It's a show for the entire family as well. It's something that you can bring your kids to. They'll enjoy it. There's nothing too dark or anything like that, or you know, PG-13 in there. So it's a lot of fun for everybody. And even if you've not met the Addams Family yet in any of their incarnations, if this is your first time, I think you'll come away just really, really enthralled by this family, and hopefully going back to look up some of the original cartoons online or renting the movies on Netflix or something like that, because they're a great source material that you can still enjoy today.
Sean Rice is Uncle Fester in the touring company of the Addams Family, the musical comedy. It's part of the Broadway Live at the Opera House series this weekend. Sean, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The musical comedy The Addams Family is on stage at the Lexington Opera House this weekend, with performances through Sunday evening. Baby boomers and rerun watchers probably know The Addams Family best from the black and white TV series of the 1960s. As luck would have it, one of the original characters from that series is also in town this weekend. In his continuing coverage of all things Addams, John Hingsbergen had an opportunity to chat with the original Cousin It, or at least the actor inside the furry costume, Felix Silla.
Cousin It, you are going to be the star of our new play, the hero, Claude. I think I'm allergic to you.
I was called for an interview at one of the studio in Los Angeles in 1964, I guess, 63, 64. I arrived at the studio, they sent me to this office, and I waited about 5-10 minutes, and all of a sudden these two gentlemen showed up, and they look at each other, and they look at me. This was on Friday evening. They look at each other, and they look at me, and they said, "That's it." And I said, he says, "It's you got the job." and I said, "What do you mean, that's it, you got the job?" They didn't tell me anything on Friday what I was supposed to be doing. So they said, "Well, you come back on Monday, we'll start working." I said, "Okay. I'll be back on Monday, bright and early." And I showed up at the studio, and all of a sudden, this wardrobe lady, and they came out with this couple of wigs, and they put a wig on my head and another one around my waist, like, you know, hula-type skirt. And then they blended together with a brush, and they put a pair of sunglasses on my face, and there'd be, and I said, it wasn't alive, invented. That's how it became.
You had no idea what this was going to be.
No, I had no idea whatsoever.
Gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, we give you our star, Cousin It.
What is that?
It's Cousin It, our leading man.
Really a new face, eh?
New face? I don't see no face at all. I am a director, not a barber.
Did you ever have spoken lines as Cousin It?
Cousin It never said anything. I remember one of the episodes, one of the show, they were teaching me how to do a play or do some type of magic. And then Carolyn Jones, she kept telling me, you know, the rain in Spain, a saddle, mainland, a plane, whatever. And she kept telling me to repeat. I finally said it, but it wasn't my voice. Hmm. The voice was all pre-recorded or I don't know, because 30 years later, I finally found a man, the gentleman that did my voice on Cousin It.
Stop it!
Is something wrong?
Something wrong! Terrible!
Sounded fine to me.
Oh, that's impossible! I will not work with such insanity!
What was the high point of your career as Cousin It? Was there one episode that stood out as being your favorite?
You know what? All the episodes that I did with the Addams Family, they were great to me. They were all nice. One time I was sitting at my chair. They made this little director chair. I was all dressed up, ready to go on, off the set, and all of a sudden, the director called me up and said, "Well, Felix, we need you." So I got up and stood up and I walked toward the camera, and all of a sudden, I hear the words. Somebody said, "There he goes, Frankie Lane toupee," and I couldn't figure out who was, because I know Frankie Lane had he used to wear a toupee. So anyway, after the show, after the the scene that we did, and we stopped, and I asked, someone, I said, who was that gentleman that said, "There he goes, Frankie Lane toupee"? And the guy told me, he says, "That was Bob Hope. He came on a visit on the set, and he saw me walking with this long wig, and he made a joke about Frankie Lane the toupee. Like, if there goes Frankie Lane, Frankie Lane toupee is walking." And it was Bob Hope came on the set and visited.
Felix Silla, who is 3'11", by the way, is in town for the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention. The original Cousin It and the actor who portrayed Lurch in the two Addams Family films will be part of a talkback family reunion on stage immediately after the Friday night production at the Opera House. Both of the actors will be at the Comic and Toy Convention at Heritage Hall throughout the weekend. Information about the Addams Family musical at the Opera House is online at lexingtonoperahouse.com. Just ahead, world-renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble grace two Kentucky stages next week on Arts Weekly Here and Now.
We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.